We all knew Donald Trump would bring us to war. We just didn't think it would be with Los Angeles. This is just another day. Last week, in a single day, Elon trashed Donald Trump's signature piece of legislation and called him a pedophile. Could have been a hat trick if he tweeted Trump's actual cognitive test results. But everybody knows that when Donald Trump is beset with bad news, there's only one place he'll turn: the distraction machine.
In Los Angeles, quiet streets have greeted the first of 2,000 National Guard troops sent by President Trump in response to 2 days of clashes between protesters and immigration officers. In a memo to the Pentagon and the Attorney General, Mr. Trump said he was acting under a rarely used law because the demonstrations constitute a form of rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States.
That's right. This weekend, there wasn't a rigged golf tournament big enough for Trump to have surprisingly won that would have served as enough of a distraction from last week's mess. He was so desperate to change the narrative that he first deployed ICE to carry out raids that he knew would cause chaos, and then deployed the National Guard to deal with the chaos that he ignited. Now, normally, when the president of the United States isn't a vindictive autocrat, they would coordinate with the governor of a state before sending the National Guard in. Normally.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, a Democrat, objected, saying on social media that the Guard's presence will escalate tensions and erode public trust.
Now, both Donald Trump and Governor Newsom knew exactly what would happen when the National Guard showed up. The difference is that just one of them was thrilled by it.
Another major flashpoint in front of the federal detention center, where undocumented immigrants captured by ICE are being held. In nearby Compton, chaos. Protests there dissolving into lawlessness. Demonstrators upending roadblocks, setting off fireworks, while a small group of looters broke into a gas station.
Well, we're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
The president calling Governor Gavin Newsom and Mayor Karen Bass incompetent.
We'll send whatever we need to make sure there's law and order.
Wow. Look at him projecting strength in the face of all that adversity that he created. This is like a firefighter wanting a parade in his honor for rescuing a cat that he threw in the fucking tree. From the moment Donald Trump fanned the flames by going around California's governor and federalizing the National Guard, he has been working his ass off to make sure that Americans forget that, one, he is conducting violent and unnecessary ICE raids on businesses across the city of Los Angeles, and two, that peaceful protests in reaction to those raids were ever taking place. Would someone looking to evoke calm tweet things like, "Paid insurrectionists," or "Looking really bad in LA, bring the troops"? Don't think so. And Trump knows no matter what he does, his diehards will always be right there with him.
You know, one of our core principles is maintaining peace through strength. We do that on foreign affairs and domestic affairs as well.
National Guard soldiers are there to provide security for operations and to make sure that we have peaceful protests.
What we're seeing in LA are not advocates, we're seeing anarchists. And the president of the United States should absolutely put down the mob as soon as possible.
You see, now that Trump has created chaos, his cult members can go on TV and preach support for their guy to put down the mob like he's Elliot Ness. Only problem is, Trump is Capone, the corrupt guy who knows exactly how to game the system. Trump riled up protesters and got all the scary imagery he needed to make sure that not only everybody in America forgot his big beautiful bill is on life support, and that he also might be a child molester, but also that there was ever any amount of peaceful protests in LA to begin with. As a result of Trump's actions, every single news organization has turned into a 24/7 flaming Waymo broadcast, and that was Trump's plan all along, to distract the nation and bill himself as America's savior, and maybe even carve out a little place in the history books.
I have a little statement. They say, they spit, we hit.
Quick history lesson here. Trump is attempting to echo the words of Walter Headley, Miami's chief of police in the 1960s, who wasn't just known for his racism, but also for coining the term, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." Trump is so desperate to find himself in the history books alongside the most virulent racists of our past that he cooked up his very own Temu version of Walter Headley's quote. And by the way, our police and military are billed as the most lethal fighting force on the face of the earth, and you make their red line a little spittle? Why does our law enforcement have a lower threshold for pain than the front row at a performance of Hamilton?
And now, don't change the subject!
But, just like Hamilton, when it came to painting himself as America's only hope, Donald Trump was not throwing away his shot.
Because we have to make sure there's going to be law and order. You had a disaster happening. It's lucky for the people in Los Angeles and in California that we did what we did. We got it just in time. It's still simmering a little bit. but not very much.
Still simmering, but not very much. Donald Trump talks about LA like he's grilling it on a barbecue. And that level of dismissiveness is not an accident. Trump didn't just create a fight with the city of Los Angeles, he did so with California's governor, because through relentless MAGA messaging, he's been able to turn California, and in turn Gavin Newsom, into public enemy number one.
But he's an incompetent governor. Look at the job he's doing in California. He's destroying one of our great states. He should only be happy I sent in the military, because if I didn't send him in, you would have had a problem there, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long time.
Could you imagine how bad it could have been? That's right, instead of cars on fire, Angelenos could have had to deal with regular LA traffic. So now Governor Newsom and the President of the United States are trading barbs, with Trump even going so far as endorsing the idea of his border czar Tom Homan arresting Newsom. But look, in fairness, I've always maintained that no one is above the law. If a politician commits a crime, then they should be held to account for it. So if Trump is endorsing the idea of having Newsom arrested, then clearly this crime must be egregious. So what are we talking here? Bribery? Conspiracy? Fraud?
A crime has he committed? I think his primary crime is running for governor, because he's done such a bad job.
So Gavin Newsom should get arrested for, quote, doing a bad job, but Trump thinks being convicted by a literal jury is a con job? Got it. Look, this is the billionth time I've uttered this sentence, but nevertheless, it remains just as true. This is not normal. It is frighteningly easy to become desensitized to the countless overreaches and distractions by this administration, but that is their goal. The constant onslaught of messaging that makes you forget your own name, that is the plan. They don't keep reiterating this phrase because they think it actually sounds good.
The one big beautiful bill.
One big beautiful bill.
Big beautiful bill.
They say it because they want those words to haunt your dreams. Trump put as much thought into his slogan for the big beautiful bill as Ford Motor Company did a decade ago when they arrived at Drive One. I mean, what came second in that world-class marketing meeting? Give us money for a car we made? But the king issues his decree and his minions fall in line. The same way Trump wanted to distract from his shitty week, so his stooges made it so. Federalizing the National Guard to quell a riot that he's inciting is no more normal than deporting people without due process, targeting law firms you disagree with, or destroying federal agencies funded by Congress. And the moment this president feels he's losing the narrative, he will do whatever it takes to create a distraction. And when you're losing something, creating a distraction to pretend that you're not always works. Always. 100% of the time. Now, to be fair, this is not the first time that a sitting president federalized the National Guard, but it's been a minute.
This is the first time since 1965 in Alabama, the Civil Rights era, that a president has activated a state's National Guard force without a request from that state's governor.
In 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson federalized the National Guard to protect peaceful protesters at the hands of racists who opposed voting rights for people of color. And if you're wondering what Trump was doing while LBJ was protecting black people from committing the atrocity of trying to take part in our electoral process, our current president was working for his father at one of his segregated properties. Donald Trump's distractive and destructive actions are racism and authoritarianism in plain view. It's a desperate plea to change the narrative, all disguised as some noble attempt at protecting law and order. If this guy is willing to not just allow one of America's most iconic cities to descend into violence, but to incite it, then that should serve as all the proof you need that he will destroy anything and everything for a cheap political win. He would faster burn this country down to the ground than suffer the indignity of one bad news cycle of his own making. There is nothing he won't sacrifice in his desperation to protect himself, his power, and his ego. Trump wants Los Angeles to burn so he can continue to bill himself as America's hero. But his malevolence is crystal clear. We won't tolerate his tactics. And we even have our own hero when it comes to putting out Trump's flames. Before you go, if you enjoyed this content and you want to see more and support independent media, please subscribe to this channel. The subscribe button will be right here on the screen. But second, the reality is that we are now in a political environment where this administration can lean on any of the social media platforms to suppress certain voices if they don't like critical coverage. That means my longevity here is in the hands of a few tech billionaires who are already making it clear that they are willing to cater to this administration. To that end, signing up for my newsletter is a way for me to reach you directly if that ever becomes necessary. I'll put the link right here on the screen as well, so please sign up. It's free, but there's also an option to do a paid subscription if you'd like to support me and my team. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for watching.